Mike 弟兄呢，今天会跟我们在一起，他会是我们这一次的复活节的两位传道人之一。
There are brochures for our Easter conference on the back table. I don't know if I've got one. I think I gave mine away here. But we're going to have a conference, and Mike's going to be teaching the Bible, and along with Gary Weeks, it's going to be a good time.
所以我们后面有复活节的单张，大家可以拿。那我们这一次呢，除了 Mike 还有另外一个弟兄 Gary 呢，会是我们两个讲员，会是一个很好的会。
Friday, Saturday, Sunday of this week.
那周五、周六下午和周日的晚上，就这一周。
The first meeting actually is going to be a prayer meeting here Friday morning at 9:15.
那就星期五早上的9:01呢，我们会在这会有一个祷告会。
We're going to have a light breakfast and some time of prayer, and Gary and Mike are going to speak.
那我们会有个简餐，然后Gary 和 Mike 弟兄会在祷告会上给我们一点神的话。
Our last meeting is going to be here at 16th at 7:00 on Sunday night.
那星期天的晚上七点呢，会是最后一场会，最后一场会在16街教会，就在我们这儿。
And the other meetings are going to be at Heather Bible Chapel.
其他的四场会都在Heather Bible Chapel 另外一个地方，都在单张上有地址。
I think maybe those are all Monday evening. We're going to have a youth night here. Gary Weeks is going to give his testimony here Monday evening. Come and bring the youth with you.
那下一周的周一呢，也就我们复活节大家的最后一天，会有晚上6:30会有Gary 弟兄给我们讲他的见证，特别为年轻人，就是十几二十岁的年轻人。
6:30 in the evening, a few refreshments, Gary's testimony, a few more refreshments. That's the plan for the evening.
所以6:30来我们会有一点茶点，然后 Gary 弟兄会给孩子们讲他的见证，然后会还有一些茶点，大概就下周一晚上的安排。
I think those are all the announcements now. And so we're going to pray, and then Gary is going to open the Word of God to us.
所以这就是我们今天的通知。我们会讲我们今天的通知完了以后呢，我们先做一个祷告，然后呢，麦克弟兄会给我们讲今天的话题。
You'll like Mike, you'll like Gary too.
你会都喜欢这两位讲员的，麦克和 Gary 弟兄。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your goodness to us.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，谢谢您的恩典。
And we keep coming back to study the Bible.
我们一直的回来学习圣经。
We do that because every time we study the Bible, we learn good things about a God who loves us.
因为我每一次学习圣经的时候，我们都看见神对我们的爱。
And as you have spoken to our hearts before about Jesus, we pray that you will do it again today.
就像以前您对我们的心来启示耶稣基督，我们盼望今天您一样的启示给我们。
May Gary, may Mike have the right words to speak to us.
我们盼望 Mike 弟兄能给我们那从神而来的话。
May we have open hearts to listen to your speaking through him.
也盼望我们有一颗敞开的心来接受从您来的话语。
And so now, Lord, we just commit our time to you and give thanks in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们现在就把时间交在您的手里，求您祝福我们，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, it is a joy to be here to share with you from the Word of God today.
我们很高兴今天能跟大家在一起来分享神的话。
And I want to read from a verse in the book of Galatians.
我们先翻开圣经来看一段加拉太书的话。
And chapter 2 and verse 21.
加拉太书的二章的21节。
Just one verse, but we want to think a lot about this verse.
那只是一节，但我想细细的查考这一节。
It says, I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain.
加拉太书二章二十一节，我不废掉神的恩，义若是借着律法得的，基督就是徒然死了。
One of the things that I really enjoy doing.
那有一件事呢，我很喜欢做的就是
is knocking on people's doors.
就是敲人家的门。
And asking them a very important question.
然后问他呢一个很重要的问题。
I would say to them, if you were to die right now,
我就问他呢，如果你现在要死了，
Why should God let you into his heaven?
那为什么神会允许你进天堂呢？
And they look at me.
然后他会看着我。
And sometimes they'll just close the door. They won't say anything. They'll just shut the door.
有的时候他干脆就会把门关上啊，他根本不想跟我谈这个话题。
But if they're willing to talk to me,
如果他愿意跟我谈这个话题继续呢？
Often they'll say things like this.
他常常会这么来回答。
Well, I've been a good person.
他说我是一个好人。
Or I've kept the commandments.
他说我守了神的诫命啊，神的律法。
Sometimes people will say, "Well, I'm a Christian."
有的人会说，哎，我是个基督徒。
So if they tell me that they're a Christian,
如果他说呢，我是个基督徒呢
，I'll say to them.
然后我就跟他说
，Imagine I'm having a heart attack right now on your doorstep.
我说假设我现在就在你的门口，我有一个心肌梗塞了。
And I ask you to tell me what must I do to go to heaven.
然后我要你来告诉我，我该怎么做才能，我马上可以去天堂。
What would you tell me?
然后你会跟我怎么讲呢？
And a lot of times they just look at me and say, "I don't know."
很多时候呢，他们就会看着我说，我也不知道该怎么说。
So it's an important question, isn't it?
对，这是个很重要的问题，不是吗
？Because one of us in this room is the next one that's going to die.
因为总之我们在座的有一位在时间里都是会死的。
One in one dies.
一个一个挨着来总是会死的。
It's the ultimate statistic.
因为这个是个每一个人都会有的结局了。
So if it was you,
如果是你
，Why should God let you into His heaven?
那为什么神会允许你进天堂呢
？Or if somebody had a heart attack and said to you, who you said, "Oh, I'm a Christian," well, tell me, how can I be sure I'm going to heaven? What would you tell them?
如果你是一个基督徒，有一个心肌梗塞的人问你，我怎么才能去天堂呢？你如何回答他
？These are very important questions.
这是一个非常重要的问题。
And most people, they think, well, you just got to do your best and be a good person.
很多人的回答是这样，你要尽你的努力做一个好人。
Or keep the Ten Commandments.
或者守诫命，守律法。
Or keep the Golden Rule. Anybody know what the Golden Rule is?
或者守黄金规则，谁知道什么叫黄金规则吗
？Anybody know what that is?
有没有人知道
？No. Love your neighbor as yourself.
就是爱你的邻舍如自己啊，就爱人如己。
With the way some people said, "Ah, you really didn't know what it was." So, okay. So I want to just kind of examine this kind of thinking.
我们来想一想这个思想的逻辑。
Because our verse says that if righteousness comes by the law,
如果义啊是借着律法得到的
，Christ died in vain.
基督就白死了。就突然死了。
In other words, if I could get to heaven based on keeping rules or being a good person,
如果我能去天堂，借着什么？借着我守了诫命和成为一个好人，我能去天堂。
Why was it necessary for Christ to die?
那为什么耶稣必须要来死了呢
？So we want to just ask three simple questions this afternoon.
所以今天下午呢，我要问大家三个简单的问题。
And we're going to take our time about it.
然后我们会花一些时间呢。
First question we want to ask is it possible to achieve righteousness by keeping rules or obeying the law?
那第一呢是要问我们可不可能借着遵守律法来得着义呢
？And then secondly, how is it possible to frustrate the grace of God? Because this verse says, "I do not frustrate the grace of God." Means that it's possible to do so.
第二个呢就是我怎么可能废掉神的恩呢？如何会这种事情会发生
？And then the third question is, what is the purpose of Christ's death?
那第三个呢，就是耶稣死的意义是什么
？So in regards to this question of is it possible by keeping rules to become righteous enough to go to heaven?
那有没有可能我们靠借着我守我的诫命和律法来得到去天堂
？I want to have a little test case using the Ten Commandments.
那我想用一些测试啊，我们就用那个十诫来做测试。
Because a lot of people just say, "Well, you got to keep the Ten Commandments."
因为很多人会说呢，你可以守这个十诫。
The Ten Commandments are found in the Bible in the Book of Exodus. We won't turn there. Exodus chapter 20.
因为很多人都知道呢，在出埃及记的二十章，我们都看得见神给的十诫。
And God gave to the Israelites two tablets of stone.
然后上帝呢给了犹太人两块的石板。
And on these two tablets of stone, written by the finger of God.
然后神直接用自己的手指啊，在石板上刻出来的。
Inscribed in those stones were these Ten Commandments.
把这十诫呢刻在这两块的石板上面。
And some think it would be five and five.
有的人认为呢就是一块石板五个了。
I have a sneaky suspicion it was four and six.
我猜呢大概是一个四个一个六个。
They both make ten.
都是十嘛，对不对？
But I think it was four and six for this reason.
我认为是四和六是这么认为的。
The first four seem to be connected with loving God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength.
因为前四诫呢都是关于我们要如何尽心尽性爱主我的神。
And then the other six seem to be to do with loving your neighbor as yourself.
那剩下的六个呢都是在讲如何爱邻舍如自己。
So I may be wrong, but that's what I think.
也许我是错的，但至少我是这么认为的。
Either way, I know what it says on those stones.
我也知道呢它在上面写的是什么。
And the first thing says that you shall have no other gods before me.
第一诫呢说除我以外再无别神。
In other words, God should be first place in your life.
那神是不是应该在你生命中的是占第一位呢？
Absolutely first place.
那当然是绝对的第一位。
And for most people, if they're really honest,
对于大部分人来说，如果他是诚实的话，
God doesn't have first place in their lives.
神不是他生命中的第一位。
They do.
他自己是第一位的。
You should have no other gods before me, but for most of us, I'm the God that gets first place.
因为很绝大部分时候我都知道神其实不如我自己的地位重要。
You see, humans are worshippers by their very nature.
所以我们都知道人呢在本性里他都是要敬拜的。
We're supposed to worship God who created us.
我们或者按道理应该是敬拜那个造我们的主啊。
But there's a tendency for man to worship the created thing rather than the creator.
但是呢，你会发现呢，人有一个趋势，就是其实更倾向于那被造的，去敬拜那被造的，而不是敬拜那造物的。
And in different cultures, it's a different created thing that's the object of worship.
你会看见不同的文化里，人都会造出不同的东西让你去拜。
In India, for instance, they worship many gods.
比如说印度他就会敬拜好多好多各种各样的神。
One of them, Ganesh, is a big elephant.
比方说有一个叫 Ganesh 这个神呢就是一个大象。
So it's worshipping a created thing rather than the creator.
所以你会看见他去敬拜那个被造的像而不是去敬拜那个造物的主。
In the West, we're a little bit more sophisticated.
西方的可能就更加的复杂一点。
We don't worship elephants.
我们不一定会敬拜那大象。
But we worship human intelligence.
我们会敬拜呢人的智慧。
And human athleticism, you know, sports stars or whatever.
或者说我们敬拜这种特别强的那个运动员。
But we still worship the created thing rather than the creator.
那我们依然还是在敬拜一个被造的，而不是造物主。
So it's good to ask ourselves the question.
所以我们很好来问自己一个问题。
Who is God to me?
谁是我的神？
Is it the God who's revealed himself in the Bible?
是不是那个把他自己启示借着圣经启示给你的？
Or am I worshipping a created thing?
或者我在敬拜一个受造物。
God says no other gods before me.
所以神说呢，除我以外没有别神。
And then it says you shall not make for yourself a graven image to worship it.
然后神又说呢，你不要在我以外造任何的偶像。
So in other words, we're not to make some kind of image that we think is like God and worship it.
那就意味着呢，我们不能够造任何的东西哈，我们把它当作神来拜它。
A statue or some kind of idol.
比方说一个像或者一个雕塑的东西。
And again, this is not just a problem.In places like India,
比方说像印度啊，有这个问题。
It's a problem right here in Western lands as well.
在西方也有这个问题。
Because what we tend to do is we at least in our imaginations make a god in our image and likeness.
所以在我们的想象里啊，我们特别喜欢去想出这样的一个神来拜。
So people say to me, well, God would never send anybody to hell.
人们会说呢，哎，神不会来找任何人来帮忙啊。
And yet the Bible says people will go to hell.
理解错了，他说神不会把人送到地狱里去，但是圣经里说呢，的确人是会下地狱。
So what's happening is people are making a God in their image or likeness. In other words, I think God would never do something like that, rather than what God has revealed of Himself. Do you see the difference?
Yeah, 所以除非呢是神启示他自己啊，我们人其实倾向于就是造一个在我们脑子里想象的神出来拜。
Why does God allow this and why does God allow that?
那为什么神会许可这个许可那个呢？
Because we've got this idea of what God should be like rather than how God has revealed himself.
我们其实会自己倾向于想神是怎么样的，而不是接受神是要把自己启示给我们的这个概念。
And then it says you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain.
那第三呢，就是不要妄称神的名啊。
When we were in Ireland as missionaries,
我们在爱尔兰成为这个，我在爱尔兰做过传道人。
One of the most difficult things for me,
对我来说最难的一件事情
is that Irish people often take God's name in vain.
就是爱尔兰人啊，经常妄称神的名。
So if they hit their thumb with a hammer,
如果他们做木工的时候用锤子敲了一下手指
，immediately they will say the name of Jesus.
很快他就会讲是耶稣的名。
But not in worship.
不是一个敬拜的场合。
It's like a substitute curse word.
他是用这个来替代一个咒诅的话。
Right, and I find
对不对?
that very difficult to listen to.
对于我来说，我特别难以接受这样的事实。
And so that's the heart of man, right?
这就是人的心。
Taking God's name in vain.
这就是人会误用神的名啊，妄称神的名。
Using it in a very irreverent way.
用在一个完全不相干的甚至不好的场合。
Using it like a curse word.
甚至一个咒诅的话。
And then the fourth one, to do with loving God with all of our hearts, mind, soul, and strength, is this.
那第四个呢，就是守神的 yeah, the Sabbath day, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Is to keep the Sabbath as holy.
Yeah, 就是守神的圣日啊，安息日为圣日。
And so God designed the world, you see, in such a way that at least one day a week would be set apart to think about Him and remember Him in the busyness of life.
所以神造万物啊，造全天地，他设了一天呢，是单独出来，我们来敬拜他，思想他恩典的，这就是安息日。
I can remember that back in England.
我可以想象我回想我在英国的那些时间。
When I was younger,
我是那时候很年轻。
There were no sports games on a Sunday.
周日呢也没有那这么多的运动。
And you didn't go shopping on a Sunday because all the shops were closed.
周日的时候你也不可能去逛街，因为所有的商店都关门。
And it was a special day set aside. Nobody went to work.
因为那样的一天呢是特别安排出来没有人工作的。
And it was a day that was set apart for God.
因为那一天是单独安排出来给神的。
And so God is not being unreasonable. He said just one day to set apart to think about me.
神并不是不讲道理，他说一周呢一天分别出来去思考神的恩典。
And so as we summarize these four,
然后我们把这四个总结一下。
Again with this summary that the Lord Jesus gave.
然后我们看一下主耶稣给的这个命令。
When he was asked what's the greatest of all the laws or the commandments,
有一次别人问他啊，那是律法和诫命的总纲是什么？
He said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. This is the first commandment."
他说，神说呢，你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神呢、啊，这个是一切律法和先知的总纲。
So now let's ask a very personal question.
我现在问大家一个很个人的问题。
And I want you to answer it, not to me speaking to me, but in your heart, I want you to answer this honestly.
那我不需要你开口回答我，但你的心里你要诚实的回答这个问题。
Since the day that you were born,
在你出生的那一天开始
，until now,
直到现在
，24 hours a day,
一天二十四个小时
，7 days a week,
一周七天。
Would anybody in this room claim that they have loved God with all their heart, all their mind, all their soul, all their strength every single day since the day you were born?
有没有人能够说呢？我从出生直到现在，我是尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主我的神的。
Now, if you in your heart said yes,
如果你在你的心里说是，
I'd like to shake your hand.
我愿意握你的手。
Because you're an amazing person.
你是个非常令人吃惊的人。
But I don't think any of us, if we're really honest.
如果我们很诚实的话呢，我不觉得任何人是做到。
Because a lot of times we've loved ourselves first.
因为很多时候我们是爱我们的自己会更多一些。
More than we've loved God.
比爱神要多得多了。
And you see, so it's very easy to say, oh, all you have to do is keep the Ten Commandments.
所以很容易就说呢，哎，你要做的就是守这十诫就好了。
And people often say, well, that's what I do. I keep the Ten Commandments. No, you don't.
人们常会这么说，哎，我其实守了十诫，其实你看了一下你就知道他做不到。
Let me tell you a true story.
我告诉大家一个真实的故事。
So I was in Ireland and I was knocking on this door.
我那时候在爱尔兰传道啊，我就在敲门。
A man came to the door and I said, "Why should God let you into His heaven?"
然后有人来开门了，那他来回答这问题，为什么神愿意让你进天堂
？And he looked at me and he said, "Because I'm a perfect man and I've never done anything wrong."
然后他看了我一眼，他说呢，我是个完美的人，我一点错事都没做过。
So I said, "Oh, let me shake your hand. I don't meet people like you very often."
然后我说，哎呀，让我握一下你的手啊，我不常碰到你这样的好人。
And then I asked him this question.
然后我就问他这个问题。
I said, "Are you married?"
我说你结婚了吗
？He said, "Yes."
他说是啊。
I said, "Can I speak to your wife?"
那我说能不能跟你的太太说话呢
？He said, "Why do you want to speak to my wife?"
那为什么我要跟我太太说话呢
？I said, "I just want to ask her what it's like living with a perfect man."
我就想问问他跟一个完美的人生活在一起是一个什么样的感受
？He did not want me to meet his wife.
然后他就不愿意让我和他太太说话。
And you know why?
你知道为什么？
Because he's not a perfect man.
因为他不是一个完美的人呢。
There's only one perfect man that ever walked on this earth.
因为在地上只有一个完美。
And no, it's not Mr. Summers.
当然，这个人不是 Summers 先生。
It's the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是主耶稣基督。
You see, he was the only one that loved God with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength.
因为他是那唯一一个尽心尽心尽意尽力爱主。
Nobody else did that.
再没有人这么做的。
So that's just the first part of it.
那这只是第一个部分。
And I don't think anybody survived the first part of it yet. But let's try the second part just to see how that goes, okay?
即使第一部分，我们也大部分人就已经没有办法跨过去了。那即便这样，我们来看第二个部分。
So it says, honor your father or your and mother.
第二部分呢，一开始是什么呢？就是要孝敬你的父母。
Don't do anything that would dishonor your father or mother.
那当然不能做任何事情去忤逆你的父母。
So that means that you always must have been obedient to your mom and dad.
你总是要孝敬他，顺服他们。
Never spoke back to them.
不要去冲撞他们。
You know, never disobeyed them.
也不背逆他们。
Now I realize certainly in the Chinese culture, there's great respect for the elderly and for your parents.
我知道呢，在中国的文化里面，我们有个特别高的位置啊，就是要尊重长者。
And certainly in the West, we could learn a lot from that.
当然，作为一个西方人，我觉得这是我们应该多多学习的。
But let's just be honest.
但诚实的来说啊，对我们自己。
Have we always honored them?
我们真的什么时候都孝敬父母吗
？You ever done anything that was dishonoring to them?
你没有做任何不孝顺的事吗
？Ever disobeyed them?
从来没有不顺服他们吗
？Ever took a cookie out of the jar when you were told not to do so?
你从来没有说不准的时候，你从那个瓶子里拿走了一块饼干吗
？And is there ever a time when we have a bit of a conflict?
所以你会看见这个有一些冲突。
This is kind of an interesting side digression.
这是一个非常有意思的一面哈。
You see, if I'm going to love God with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength.
你看啊，如果我尽心尽性爱主我的神啊。
What happens if my parents are wrong about God in the Bible?
如果我的父母呢，他对圣经的神他的理解是错的呢
？See, I was raised Roman Catholic.
比方说呢，我是在罗马天主教的环境里被抚养长大的。
And when I became a Christian,
当我成为基督徒的时候呢
，and believed the gospel,
信靠福音的时候
，I could no longer go to the Catholic Church.
那我就没办法再进到一个天主教堂去了。
And it broke my father's heart.
那这样的话呢，我的父亲的心呢就很伤心。
I didn't ever want to dishonor him.
我完全没有说我不行，我要刻意要背逆他。
I love my dad.
我非常爱我的父亲。
But I had to honor God first.
但我总是要先荣耀我的神。
So this one can become a very difficult one, can't it?
这个是一个非常艰难的一个点。
So I just say that and sometimes we have to make a choice.
Yeah, 我提出来只是有的时候我们可能会碰到这样的难题。
And sometimes it's not an easy choice.
这样的难题有的时候它并不是一个很好很容易做的选择。
My wife the same thing, it was very difficult for her.
我妻子也是一样也碰到同样困难的问题。
But under the normal course of events,
那在一个正常的我们经常碰到的环境里
The Bible says we should honor our father and our mother.
那我们总是要孝敬我们的父母。
And for most of us, we have not done that.
但即便如此，我们大部分人也没有真做到。
And of course, I'm a father. I have 5 children.
当然了，我也是个父亲，我有五个孩子。
And I can tell you that my children didn't always obey their daddy.
我可以告诉你啊，我的孩子不是总是听我话的。
That's why daddy had to spank them with a wooden spoon sometimes.
有的时候父亲没办法，必须要管教他，打一打他。
My oldest boy, lots of times.
比如说我的大儿子，我经常挨我的打。
But it worked, so I'm thankful for that.
但这个有效啊，我很感恩。
Then it says, number 6, you shall not kill.
那第六条呢，就是不可杀人。
And we'll come back to that in a minute. I'll just say you shall not kill. In fact, we'll look at, I'll just mention these next few, and then we're going to look at them in more detail. You shall not commit adultery.
那我先把这个放一放，我们等会儿会来看这个点。那我们先看第七个点，就不可奸淫。
And then you shall not steal.
也不可偷盗。
You shall not bear false witness.
不可做假见证陷害人。
And you shall not covet.
你也不可贪恋别人的东西。
So let's just think through some of these because you say, well, oh, that's easy. I've never murdered anybody.
然后我们整个一看呢，你会说，哎呀，这个很容易，我从来没有杀过人呢。
Okay. Anybody ever? No, you probably wouldn't want to stick your hand up anyway. But anybody here ever murdered somebody?
你我估计大家就算是也不会举手。但是我还是问一下，有人杀过人吗
？Yeah, I doubt it. Really.
当然肯定不会哈。
But you know what the Lord Jesus says?
你知道耶稣说什么吗
？It says, if you've ever hated someone in your heart, you've committed murder.
耶稣说呢，你如果从心底里恨了一个人啊，其实就在杀人。
The Lord Jesus looks beyond the outward.And he looks at the heart.
因为耶稣总是看穿人的外表，看见人的心。
He's good at diagnosing the real problem, which is a heart problem.
他总是能够很善于分析我们里面真正的问题。
So if you've ever been kind of arguing with one of your siblings, maybe.
如果你开始跟你的一个兄弟争吵的时候。
And in a fit of rage, I hate you.
然后你会很生气的跟他说，我很恨你。
God puts that down.
然后神就把这记下来了啊
，murderer
啊，这记的是什么呢？杀人
，right？
对不对
？I'll kill you，
或者我嘴巴上我要杀了你。
When I get my hands on you, I'm gonna kill you, right? I mean, that's what kids do, don't they？
然后小朋友经常会说：“ right? 你不要让我抓到，抓到我要杀了你。”这是经常会听见。
That's it, okay？
对，好，对。
So I know what your heart's like。
那我们就知道他的心如何了。
And then this business of not committing adultery。
接着呢，不可杀人，下面就不可奸淫。
It says, Jesus said, if you've ever looked on a woman to lust after her, you have committed adultery in your heart.
就像耶稣说呢，如果你看妇人一眼动了淫念的话，那就是算和她犯奸淫了。
So if you've looked at pictures you should never have looked at.
那如果你看了一张永远本不应该看的照片。
Or looked at a woman and, you know, kind of had...unclean thoughts.
如果你看了一个妇人有一个不洁净的念头
，you have a heart problem.
那你就有罪了。
And then, you should not steal.
那不可偷盗。
And stealing is not just about taking something that doesn't belong to you in terms of a physical item.
偷盗并不是说你拿一些从物理上的不属于你的东西哈。
It's like, this is really nice.
比方说呢
I don't have one like this, so I'm just gonna take this.
这个很好，我要把它带走啊。
But it's more than just that, you see.
这个不可偷盗的命令比这个要多哈。
So you're doing a job.
比方说你工作。
And you paid to be there for 8 hours.
你被付钱呢是在那边工作8个小时。
But you're looking online.
然后呢，你做的时候呢，你就在网上逛啊逛。
You know, you're doing your chat with somebody.
然后你掏出手机 掏出手机跟你朋友聊天啊。
So you're stealing your employer's time.
这个时候你就在偷你雇主的时间呢。
or taking pencils and pens from work or whatever.
比方说呢，你临走的时候还顺了雇主一支笔啊。
I remember we did a Bible study in Ireland.
我记得呢，我们以前在爱尔兰。
And we weren't even talking about this subject, just simply talking about the Lord Jesus and going through different Bible verses.
那我们就当时就在谈论神的话和耶稣基督。
And this man called me next day. He was really upset.
那有一个人第二天呢，他就打电话给我，他很伤心。
He said, "I've been making phone calls from work."
他说我在。工作的时间打电话
on the company phone,
而且是用公司电话打的
but calling my friends and relatives in different places.
那打的是谁呢？打给我朋友和亲人啊，在不同的地方。
And God was convicting him that he was a lawbreaker.
所以在那一天呢，他感到很伤心难过，因为神让他看见他其实是
and he was feeling very guilty.
对，是有罪的。
He says you should not bear false witness.
那下面一个呢，就不可做见证，假见证。
So, any fishermen here?
这里有没有打鱼的
？Nobody catches fish, huh?
没有钓鱼的打鱼的。
Fish, we haven't caught fish. Well, fishermen are notorious of saying, "I caught a fish, and you know it was maybe this big." But when they're telling somebody, it's always this big, right? Exaggeration is a lie.
如果你会跟钓鱼的人去聊，你就知道呢，他们最善于的就是，其实他钓的鱼是这么大，但他跟人描述的时候一定是这么大的啊，所以夸张就是谎言啊。
So, the interesting thing is that the Bible says that all liars will have their part in the lake of fire which burns forever and ever.
因为我们知道圣经。的确写了，就是一切说谎话的，最终的份都是火湖啊，是永恒的灭亡。
Let me just show you that verse, just so you see. I'm Revelation 21 verse 8.
那我们可以看一下这节原文啊，就是启示录的二十章的八节，最后一卷书啊，圣经最后一卷书。
It says, "But the fearful."
21章的八节。
And unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
启示录二十一章八节，唯有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话的，他们的份。就在烧着硫磺的火湖里，这是第二次的死。
So the question is, how many lies do you have to tell to be a liar?
所以问题是，你要撒多少谎才可以成为一个说谎的人呢？
Just one.
一次就够了吗？
So where does that leave you and I this morning?
那这样的话呢？
This afternoon, sorry.
今天下午呢？这个会让我们成为一个什么样的结局呢？
Why should God let you into His heaven?
那为什么神会让你进天堂呢？
You can't say, "Well, I've kept the Ten Commandments."
你不能说我守了十诫嘛。
Because if you've ever told a lie, you haven't.
如果你已经撒过谎，你就不可能说你守了十诫。
You've borne false witness.
你就做了假见证。
And therefore, instead of going to heaven thinking you're keeping the Ten Commandments.
所以相反，你不是说我觉得我已经守了十诫，所以我就应该正正当当去天堂了。
Where are you going?
你应该去哪里
？All liars will have their part where?
所以所有的说谎言的，他们的份在哪？他们的该得的地方在哪
？The lake of fire.
火湖啊。
So it's a very serious thing, isn't it, to say, "Well, I'm going to get to heaven because I'm keeping the commandments."
所以这是一个很严肃的问题，你不能说呢，我去天堂是因为我守了十诫了。
And then the last one.
最后一个。
If we haven't got you already,
如果我九个都还没有让你觉得你的确做不到的话
，This one will get you.
这个你一定过不去了啊。
Thou shalt not covet, it says.
就是不可贪恋别人的东西。
That's the idea of wanting something that belongs to someone else.
这是一个什么概念呢？是你想一个属于别人的东西。
Ever seen somebody and they're living in a really nice house in Vancouver?
比方说，有人住在温哥华一个很漂亮的房子里。
Oh, I'd love to have that house.
Oh, 你说哎呀，我也真的好想要。
Or somebody driving a really fancy car like Harold's lovely Cadillac. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'd love to have a car like that.
如果有人开了一个特别好的车啊，你说哎呀，我特别喜欢这辆车。
Or even maybe somebody's wife.
啊，甚至他人的妻子啊。
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife.
你不能贪恋他人的妻子。
He seems so happily married. She seems such a lovely person.
因为他可能是已经是已婚的啊，他是一个非常
好的人。When you summarize this,
如果你把整个都总结一下
，The Lord Jesus put it together. He says the second, and I believe he's talking about that second table of the law.
那第二个啊，第二块石板
，is you should love your neighbor as yourself.
那第二块石板的总结就是你要爱你的邻舍如爱自己。
Love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength.
所以第一块石板的总结是你要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神。
And love your neighbor as yourself.
第二个呢就是爱人如己。
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from the day you're born until now.
啊，从你出生到现在。从你出生到现在，从你出生到你死，24小时一天，一周七天，你都要这么做。
Because you got to keep it up. You see, I mean, you might be able to say, "Oh well, I've done that right up to today."
你要持续做，你不能说我今天这么做了。
But I doubt you would. But if you could,
我很怀疑你是不是今天都能做到。就算你今天做了
，You've got to maintain that standard until the very last breath on earth.
啊，你总要维持这个标准，直到你在地上的最后一口气没了。
So do you think keeping the law is a kind of an easy answer?
啊，所以你觉得守律法是这么容易的一个答案吗
？He says, if righteousness came by the law.
所以我们回到那句经文，如果义是借着守律法得的
，and it's just not possible. We can't do it.
啊，所以这是不可能的，我们做不到。
Well, you might say to me, well, that's okay for you to say that, Mike, but I think what God expects us to do is just try our best. He knows that we're not going to make it 100%, but you know, give it the best shot, right? Then just give it a good go. You know, that's what God wants from us. He wants us to really try hard.
Okay. 你可以继续跟我争论。你说，哎呀 ，Mike， 不是这样的。神其实也知道我们完全做不到，但是呢，他希望我们尽力嘛，尽你一切的努力，往这个方向走，这就够了。
Well, could I just suggest to you that if that's what you think,
我来给你建议啊，如果这是你所想的
，you're guilty again of making a god in your own image and likeness.
那其实你就已经犯了什么罪呢？你就把神想成跟你一样的形象。
Because that's not what he said.
因为这不是他所说的本意。
See, it doesn't really matter what you think. What does God say? That's really what matters.
所以我们要分清楚两件事，不在乎你怎么想神，你要。要看清楚神是怎么回答怎么说的。
So let's see what God has to say.
我们来看看神是怎么说的，他的。
Matthew 5.
马太五章。
Verse 48.
五章的四十八节。
Matthew's Gospel chapter 5, verse 48.
马太福音第一个福音书啊，新约的第一卷书的五章四十八节。
Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father.Which in heaven is perfect.
所以你们要完全，完全就是完美啊，像你们的天父完全一样。
So what the Lord Jesus says is this: the passing grade in law keeping. If you want to keep the law, the passing grade is 100%, 100% of the time.
如果你把这个当做一个考试，上帝耶稣说呢，这个通过考试的分数是100分。
Because God is perfect all the time.
因为神永远都是完美的。
So a 99% score is an F grade.
所以99分的这个同学呢，也是 fail， 也是不通过的，不及格的。
One person said.
那有一个人说呢。
Trying to keep the Ten Commandments.
努力守十诫。
Is like having been suspended over hell on a 10-link chain. Ten links for the Ten Commandments, right? Suspended.
Yeah.
So if you're hanging on a 10-link chain,
okay, yeah.
hanging over the lake of fire.
Okay. Yeah. 所以有的人说呢，好， 这个守十诫就像有十环的一个链子哈，你拽着个链子，然后呢，链底下是火壶啊，那你有十环，你那个手拎着你在底下。
How many links has to break before you fall in?
那有多少环需要断？如果你断了就掉在底下，又需要断多少环会掉下去
？This one, doesn't matter which one, does it?
不管哪一环断了，你都掉下去。
Any one of the ten.
任何一环只要断了，你就掉下去。
And you're done. You're right. You're going to the lake of fire if you fail to keep the Ten Commandments.
所以你只要是没有做到这十诫，你就肯定是要掉在火湖里。
Now let's look at another verse. Look at Galatians chapter 3.
我们来看加拉太书的三章。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 10.
加拉太书的三章十节。
For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law.To do them.
凡以行律法为本的加拉太书三章十节都是被咒诅的因为经上记着凡不常照律法书上所记一切之事去行的就被咒诅
And so the idea is this that if you put yourself under the works of the law in order to try and achieve heaven you're actually putting yourself under a curseBecause cursed is the person that doesn't keep it 100% of the time, every day, from the minute you do it till you die.
所以事实上是一个什么状态？就当你把自己放在一个我要靠着自己的行动来守全律法去天堂的这么一个位置的时候呢，你其实就把自己放在一个被咒诅的位置，因为任何做不到守不全律法的人，全都是被咒诅的。
James chapter 2 verse 10.
雅各书的二章十节。
For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all.
雅各书二章十节，新约的雅各书，因为凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了众条。
So you're getting the idea that the law is an indivisible unit. You know, it's you either do it all or not at all. That's because you're not going to do it, you're not going to win it.
所以神它是一个不可分割的整体。你不能说呢，我做当中的99%，你做了犯了一条，就整个就都没了，或者你完全得着，或者你完全失去，它是不可分割的。
Okay, so let's go back to Galatians again to our original verse, chapter 2,
加拉太书我们最初的那节经文
and verse 21.
二章的二十一节
Galatians 2, verse 21, and it tells us, I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead.
我不废掉神的恩，亦若是借着律法得的，基督就徒然死了。
Now I want to now we've been talking about law and keeping the law and trying to keep the commandments.
所以我们想一想啊，我们刚才花了已经蛮长的时间在想律法，想怎么守全律法这样的一件事情。
And we've discovered that it's impossible. Nobody can keep it. Only one person who ever walked this earth kept it perfectly.
我们发现这样的一个事实，没有人能做得到，除了有一个人曾经在这地上生活过的，耶稣基督他做到。
So I want to talk about something different now.
所以我们现在来看另外一个角度
，grace
就是恩典了。
I love the word grace.
我特别喜欢这个词啊，恩典。
So much so that I called one of my daughters Grace.
我如此爱这个词，以至于我给我的女儿当中的一个女儿，我起名叫 Grace。
Because I just love that word and what it means.
因为我特别喜欢这个词以及这个词的意思。
Grace means undeserved, unmerited favor.
那 grace 的恩典的意思就是我得着了一个不配得，我本来不该有的一样东西。
And so the idea is this: if somebody would ask me why should God let me into heaven?
如果有人问我神为什么会让我进天堂，
Well, I would say I don't deserve to go to heaven.
我会告诉他们我本不配得进天堂。
I deserve to go to hell.
我本来配得是去地狱的。
And I do.
而且的确是。
But I know that I'm going to heaven.
但是我知道我会去天堂。
I absolutely know 100% that I'm going to heaven.
我百分之百的确定我会去天堂。
And it's because of grace.
因为恩典。
Undeserved. I don't deserve it.
我不配得，我本来是 不可能去的。
Deserve hell.
我配得的是地狱。
But undeserved, unmeritedly, I am going to go to heaven.
但这是因为我是不配得的，完全出于恩典，我会去天堂。
Because of Jesus.
因为耶稣。
Now we want to think about grace. We're going to talk more about exactly what do we mean by that. But I want to just kind of think a little bit more about grace. The Bible says God is the God of all grace. 1 Peter 5:10.
彼得前书说呢，神是那全完全美善的神啊，就是全然恩典的神。
Law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. John 1:14.
他说律法哈是借着摩西来的，借着摩西传的，恩典呢是借着耶稣基督来的。
So how can you frustrate the grace of God?
那你怎么可能使神的恩废掉呢？
If God is the God of all grace,
如果神是一个充满恩典的神，
and he wants to be gracious to us,
然后他特别想要给我们恩典。
But it's possible to actually frustrate God's grace.
但是你还是可能废掉他的恩。
In other words, he has provided a way for guilty sinners to go to heaven.
他已经给每一个罪人去天堂预备了一条路。
For people who are lawbreakers to go to heaven.
对于那一些一切犯律法的去天堂的路。
But I can frustrate that.
但是我可以废掉他这条路。
By refusing to accept what he has done.
怎么做呢？就是拒绝接受他已经所做成的功。
In the person of his son, the Lord Jesus.
这个功就是在他的圣子耶稣基督里做成的。
You see, God will only reveal his grace to those who admit they don't deserve it.
所以神只能把这个恩呢启示给那些真的认识到自己不配得的人心里。
I'll give you an example. I want you to go to Luke 18 for a second.
我们给一个例子啊，比方说路加的十八章。
Luke's Gospel chapter 18, and it illustrates this perfectly.
路加十八章呢，很完美的解释了这个逻辑。
And we'll begin reading in verse 9.
第九节。路加十八章九节。
He spoke this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others.
耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人藐视别人的设了一个比喻。
So there are some people that really do think that they're righteous, that they've kept the law, that they're really good people. And this is who he's aiming this at.
有的人他真的觉得自己很好，也守了很多的守全了律法，这他们的表现就是这样。
So it says, two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a publican.
那两个人，耶稣说呢，他比了做了个比喻，有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, even as this publican.I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. Just stop there.
法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索，不义奸淫，也不像这个税吏，我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。
Now just look, think about this verse.
你想一想这节。
He says he prayed thus with himself.
你看他怎么说，他自言自语的祷告。
In other words, it never got beyond himself. It never got to God.Right, he just talking to himself, really.
其实他就在自己跟自己说自己的好，他从来没有转向上帝，真的去敬拜。
And the focus of his prayer is, God, I'm such a wonderful person. You should be thankful to have me on your team.
所以他的话其实就在说呢，神啊，我如此的好，我好到一个程度，其实你一定得让我在你的团队里有一份。
I'm not like these other people.
我不像那些这么败坏的人。
You know, I'm not an adulterer or any of these things.
我也没犯奸淫和这些乱七八糟的事情。
I don't do what they do.
我没有做他们做的事。
But this is what I do, God.
这个是我向你做的，你看我做的事。
I fast twice a week and I give tithes of all that I possess.
我禁食一周两次，然后十一奉献。
And you see that there's a real danger, isn't it, of being self-righteous.
所以你看，自以为意是非常危险。
Sometimes I knock on people's doors.
有的时候我去敲人的门。
And they'll actually say to me, "Oh, you need to go to the house down the street." I've had people say that to me. "Oh, you need to go to that neighborhood."
然后呢，我敲门的时候呢，别人的回答是这样的。他说你不需要跟我谈，你需要去隔壁邻居那家谈，或者这个路边的那家，那家特别需要你去跟他们传福音。
In other words, I don't need this, but they need it. You go talk to them.
他的潜台词是呢，其实我已经很好，我不太需要你这个，但是有人需要，那我告诉你哪家需要。
And then there's this other man, verse 13.
那看另外一个人，十三节。
And he says that the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes to heaven.But smote his breast, saying, "God be merciful to me, a sinner."
那税吏远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢，只捶着胸说：“神哪，开恩可怜我这个罪人。”
So here's a man. He's not trusting in himself. He realizes, "I'm a sinner."
这里来了一个人，他也不敢相信，信靠自己，因为他知道我是个罪人。
I don't deserve anything.
我不配得任何的事情。
From you.
从你那里。
And then God gives us His verdict on these two men.
神呢就把他的审判啊，把这两个人的结局讲出来了。
I tell you, this man went down to his house justified or declared righteous rather than the other.
所以我告诉你们，这人回家就是税吏，比那人法利赛人倒算为义了。
So what we're saying is that God will only reveal His grace.And His mercy to people who get honest with God about their true condition.
所以神只能把他的恩典或者他的祝福给到谁呢？给到那些诚实的面对自己的状态，在神面前的状态的这样的一种谦卑的人。
People that will say to God, "God, I haven't kept your commandments."
那人来到神面前说：“神啊，我没有守你的诫命。”
And I do deserve to go to hell.
那我也真的本来配得是去地狱的。
And unless you show undeserved favor to me, I don't have a hope.
若非你向我显明你那我本不配得的恩典，我本来是没有指望的。
So what is the purpose then of the final part of our equation, Christ's death?
那我们看一下我们那节经文的最后那个部分，神的基督的死。
Again, I read that whole verse. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain.
那我们回到三章二十一节加拉太书，我不废掉神的恩，义若是借着律法得的，基督就是徒然死了。
You see.If we could get to heaven based on our own effort,
如果我们能去天堂啊，借着我们自己的努力，
what was the purpose of Christ dying?
那耶稣来死目的是什么呢？
Why did he die?
那他为什么要死？
If I could get there myself through my own efforts,
如果我能靠自己的努力，我自己就上天堂了，那为什么要耶稣来死呢？
So what does that look like?
这个会像个什么？
So there was a man.Who lived a life you could never live.
这里有一个人，他活出了一样生命，你永远活不到的。
He was perfect in every way.
他在任何一个方面都是完美的。
He did love God with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength.
他的确尽心尽意爱主。
And he did love his neighbor as himself.
他也的确爱人如己。
And he was the only person who didn't deserve to die because the wages of sin is death and he never sinned.
他是唯一一个本来不应该死的，因为他没有罪，但罪的工价就是死，他没有犯过罪。
But he did die.
他真的死了。
And he died on a cruel cross called Calvary.
他死在一个如此残酷的刑罚十字架上。
And he died there instead of you.
他为你死在十字架上。
See, the Bible says, not only cursed are those...Let's go back to Galatians 3. Remember we read that verse, cursed, verse 3, verse 10, as many as are the works of the law are under the curse, for it's written, cursed is everyone that continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But then it says in verse 13, that same passage, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed.Is everyone that hangeth on a tree.
所以我们知道加拉太书三章十节，这是我们刚才读的，凡不照律法行的，就是被咒诅的。我们继续往下看三章十三节，那基督也就是耶稣既为我们受了咒诅，就在十字架上的咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上的都是被咒诅的，因为他被挂在木头上。
So because we failed to keep the law, we're under the curse. We're under judgment because of our failure to keep the law.
这是因为我们没有办法守全律法，我们就是被咒诅的，我们是被审判的。
But on the cross, Jesus bore the curse for us. Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. He bore the curse for us.
十字架上呢，耶稣替我们担当了这咒诅，因为凡挂在木头上的都是被咒诅。
Let me just go through some verses for you.
我们再看一些的经文。
Explain why Christ died.
来解释为什么耶稣基督要死。
Explain the gospel to us very, very clearly.
我们把这个福音呢清楚地解出来。
First Corinthians 15, verse 3 and 4.
哥林多前书15章3到4节。
For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.Not for his own sins, for our sins.
哥林多前书十五章三节，当日所领受又传给你们的，这是保罗说的。第一，就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，不是他自己，是我们的罪死。
And that he was buried and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures.
而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
Second Corinthians 5. And verse 21.
我们再看，林后五章二十一节，哥林多后书五章二十一节。
For he hath made him, that's God has made the Lord Jesus, for he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。哥林多后书五章二十一节。
Now again, think about this verse.
我们想一想这节经文。
The one who knew no sin.
那一个没有罪的，没有犯过罪。
Remember, we said in law keeping, what was the percentage you had to get?
我们都知道刚才学习的，我们学习律法那段有多少分你才能及格
？On the final exam.
最后考试要多少分
？100%.
要一百分呢。
And Lord Jesus got 100% on the exam, right?
Yes,
he knew no sin.
耶稣是一百分，因为他没有犯过罪。
And yet,
但是呢
he died for us.
他还是为我们死了。
Our sin was placed on him.
我们的罪放在他身上。
He was made to be sin for us.
他替我们成为罪。
That we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
然后呢，让我们能够在他里面成为神的义。
So in other words, he takes our debt and our punishment.
换句话说呢，他把我们的罪和惩罚拿走了。
And then his righteousness is credited to your account.
然后他把他的义呢给了我们，我们做了一个交换。
Now let me tell you, that's the best deal you'll ever get.
我要告诉你，这是最合算的买卖，最合算的交易。
Do you deserve that?
你配得吗？
It's grace. It's undeserved favor.
这就是 grace， 这就是恩典，是你不配得。
Remember I said, I know I'm going to heaven.It's not because I'm good, but because I have all of Christ's righteousness credited to my account.
所以我怎么才能去天堂呢？不是因为我做的足够好，因为我有不配得的恩典和义是神白白给我的。
And all my sin was put on His account.
然后我所有因罪而来的审判已经放在他那里。
And He paid it.
他付了这个代价。
Let's look at another one. I just want you to see this is consistent throughout the Word of God. Isaiah 53.
我们来看哈，以赛亚书旧约的53章啊，你就看整个圣经，它这个原则是一致的。
This was written 700 years before Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea.
啊，这个是耶稣出生的700年前啊，一卷书，以赛亚书。
It says, "All we like sheep have gone astray." We have turned everyone. Sorry, Isaiah 53:6.
以赛亚书五十三章的六节，如果是蓝本的圣经，就是1197页，1197。
All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
53章的六节，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
So that's what we mean by talking about undeserved favor.
这就是我们说的不配得的恩典。
I deserve hell, I get heaven.
我配得地狱，但我去了天堂。
But how does that happen?
这怎么发生的呢？
How does that transaction take place?
这样的交易是怎么发生的呢？
How do I get his righteousness to my account and him to take my debt?
那我怎么把他的义放在我身上了？怎么他把我的罪背走了呢？
You know, it's as simple as ABC.
这是一个简单的 ABC 的过程。
Right? If you're learning English, you start.With ABC, right?
学英语你总是从 ABC 学起的。
Well, if you want to learn the gospel, you got to start with ABC.
如果你愿意学习福音呢，了解福音也从 ABC 开始。
A is the hardest one.
A 是个最难的点。
Admit that you're a sinner.
Admit 就是承认你是一个罪人。
You see, we're so proud, we don't want to admit it.
你知道我们都如此的骄傲，我们其实不愿意承认。
It's really hard to come to that place where you say.I'm the sinner Jesus died to save.
所以我们很难走到这一个点，说我是一个罪人，耶稣替我死了。
But you'll never ever get the grace of God applied to you unless you admit you need it.
如果你不承认你是一个罪人，你没有办法得着最后神给你的赦罪的恩典。
Well, if you're like that Pharisee saying, "I'm not like other men. I'm not as bad as that person. I'm not as bad as that person."
如果你像那法利赛人想的，哎呀，我不想那个人那么坏，我不想这个人这么坏啊！你这样的，你其实这样的方式，你就废掉了神的恩。
You gotta start with the A.
你总是得从第一个词 A 开始啊，就是 admit.
Sincerely from your heart, admit it. I am a dirty, rotten, hell-deserving sinner.
你从你的心里啊，真正的意识到，也向神认识到这个点，承认这个点，我是一个全然败坏。一无是处的罪。
And then B is believe.
B 第二个是就 B 呀、啊、，B 就是相信 ，believe。
Believe that the Lord Jesus lived that life you could never live.
那就是相信耶稣活出了一个你肯定活不出的生命。
That he was the perfect man.
他是一个完美的人。
And that he willingly died on the cross to pay the penalty of your sin.
他自己很非常愿意的死在十架上，付上了你罪的代价。
And was buried and rose again the third day.
然后埋葬了，第三天又复活了。
A man came one night and he asked the question, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?"
有一天，一个晚上，有个人来我这里来问，我该做什么才能，得救恩呢
？And the answer was, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved."
就是你信靠耶稣基督，你就必得救。
A, admit.
A 承认
，B believe that Jesus died to pay the penalty of your sin。
那 B 就是相信耶稣替你的罪死了。
And then this is the C, and it's where we make it real for you and I。
那第三个就是 C， 那就是让这件事情成为你我自己个人的东西。
Call upon the name of the Lord, and you'll be saved。
就是你呼求神的名啊，你就必得救。
You know the first message of the New Testament era, the Church Age。Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
一切呼求神的名的人就都必得救。
16th of June 1981, kneeling down at the side of my bed, admitted that I was a hell-deserving sinner, believe that Jesus lived a life I could never live, that he died in my place on Calvary's cross, and I called upon him that night, said, Lord Jesus, save me.
Amen. 1981年6月的一天晚上，我自己跪在我的床前，我就做了这三件事。我承认我自己是一个一无是处的罪人，我相信耶稣基督替我死在十字架上，赦免了我的罪，我呼求他的名，我得救。
You know, I was so aware of how rotten and sinful I was, and that I deserved to go to hell.
我在那个时候，我真的意识到我如何的败坏，我真的配得就是去地狱。
I was scared to go to sleep at night because I thought I might wake up in hell the next day.
我甚至到那时我都不敢晚上睡着，我觉得我醒过来可能就在地狱里了。
But after I called on the name of the Lord, I put my head on the pillow that night and slept like a baby.
Amen.
当我呼求他的名，那天晚上，当我头碰到枕头的时候，我就睡得像一个孩子那般香了。
Not because I was a good person.
不是因为我是个好人。
But because I had a great Savior.
Amen.
因为我有一个伟大的救主
and my trust was in him and his work.
我的信心是放在他和他的工作上的
So, it's impossible to achieve acceptance before God on the basis of keeping rules.
当然你可以说、哎、我可以、借着守律法来、取悦神
Because anything less than 100% 100% of the time is an F grade.
那你要记得低于100分的分数都是不及格。
I can frustrate the grace of God this afternoon very easily.
所以今天下午呢，我也可以非常容易的就废掉神的恩。
He wants to be gracious to you.
即便他如此的愿意给你这恩典。
He wants to give you heaven as your future home.
即便他如此愿意把天堂作为你未来的家啊给你。
He wants to forgive you of all your sin.
他特别愿意赦免你一切的罪
Make you a child and heir of God
让你成为神的孩子神的儿子
And yet you can frustrate that by saying I'm not really that bad
你可以废掉你可以拒绝简简单单的说其实我没有那么坏就够了
All those terrible words I'll do it my way
或者说呢我自己做我来彰显我的义就可以了
Or it's beneath my dignity to admit that I'm a hell deserving sinner
或者说呢你觉得让我承认我本来是配得去地狱的太伤我的尊严了
I don't want to lose face
我不想伤面子
I know Asian men pretty well and the older they get the harder it is for them to lose face
因为我特别了解亚洲人哈因为他在亚洲待过很长时间他年纪越大呢越不愿意丢面子
Listen, unless you're willing to lose face and admit you're a sinnerYou're going to lose your soul forever in hell.
但你要记得，你或者今天丢面子，或者在永恒里失掉自己的灵魂。
And tonight, or this afternoon, you can unleash the grace of God very easily.
所以今天下午，其实我们很容易就拒绝神的恩，就废掉他的恩。
It's real simple.
很简单的。
It's as simple as ABC.
这是个很简单的 ABC 的过程。
And it's the best way to learn the alphabet.
也是最好的方式去学习字母表。
I just want to encourage you this afternoon.
所以今天下午我想鼓励大家。
Maybe some of you have already done that.
也许大家当中的很多人已经做了。
I want to encourage you to talk to others.
我鼓励大家去和其他人谈。
And ask them the question.
问他一个问题。
If you were to die right now, why should God let you into his heaven?
问他什么问题呢？如果你今天晚上就死了，神为什么会让你去天堂
？See what they say.
你还看看他会怎么回答
？Or fake having a heart attack.
或者突然你有一个心脏
？And say to them. Tell me, what must I do to be saved? How can I get to heaven? See what they say.
你说哎呀，我现在有心肌梗塞，你来告诉我该怎么去天堂
？Because there's an old song we used to sing.
因为我们以前唱过一首这种圣诗啊。
Saved to tell others.
Amen.
得救的得救的去告诉别人
And it's wonderful to share your story with someone else
把你的故事分享给别人是很美的
Because God wants a full heaven and an empty hell
因为神的愿望神的心意是天堂满了人地狱没有人
But how will they hear without a preacher
但是那没有传道的他怎么能信呢
And then this afternoon if you've never done this this would be a good day to do it
如果你从来没有接受过呢今天是一个很好的日子你接受他的救恩
to not frustrate the grace of God.
我们不用自己的意来废掉神的恩。
To stop trying to obtain righteousness by keeping the law.
不再靠着自己去行权律法来得着去天堂的路。
And to fully realize why Christ died and that his death is not in vain for you if you believe in him.
然后完全认识到为什么耶稣死了，而且他的死对你不是完全没有意义的，恰恰相反，是你去天堂唯一的路。
Now, do we have time for questions and answers, or anybody?
Yeah, up to you. Yeah, we have.
If anybody has any questions or disagreements,
有没有什么问题或者不明白的
？Very open to answer them.
大家有问题，我可以帮大家转给Mike弟兄。
So I'm assuming by your silence that you understand exactly what I said.
我假设呢，大家沉默就表明自己都已经明白这个道理了。
Well, I appreciate you listening very much, and I think I've said really enough.
我非常感谢大家认真的听，我觉得我该讲的都讲。
Do you want to add anything, brother?
So, we appreciate very much what Mike has said. The ABC is very important. And I've told you some of you my story, but I was just a little boy. And I heard this story right here in this room.
那我也非常认同 Mike 弟兄讲的这个 ABC 啊，就是我们最重要的一件事。我跟你讲我的故事啊，我还是个小孩子的时候呢，我也听见这个道理，就在这一间房间里。
I knew the story pretty well.
我知道这个故事啊，非常的清楚的知道。
I had some friends on our street. We used to live up on 28th Avenue. I had some friends on our street, and I would tell them the story.
我也在我的邻居里有一些孩子的朋友，我以前住在二十八街那里啊，我会跟他们也讲这个救恩的故事。
I didn't have too much trouble with the A part.
我在 A 这个部分呢，没有太多的难处，就是承认。
I knew I was a sinner.
我知道我是个罪人。
My Sunday school teacher taught me I was a sinner.
我的主日学老师也告诉我是个罪人。
And my mother and my father watched while I was a sinner.
我爸妈天天跟我在一起，他也告诉我，其实你就是个罪人。
So I didn't have too much trouble admitting that I was a sinner.
我没有太多的麻烦来承认啊，我就是个罪人。
I didn't even have too much trouble believing that I was a sinner and that Jesus had died for me.
我也没有太多麻烦来相信我是个罪人，耶稣为我死了。
It made perfect sense to me.
因为这个对我来说真是很合理的一个安排。
I knew I could never be good enough to merit my own salvation because I was just a little boy and I'd already been a sinner.
因为我知道我靠着自己是肯定不可能得神的赦免和去天堂，因为我还是个孩子，我就已经是个罪人。
And I thought, Harold, if you live all those years, you're going to be a whole lot worse than you are now, and you're already bad. So I knew that I needed a sinner.
那我当时我就认识到，就我这么小，我已经是个罪人了。我说 ，Harold， 如果你再活那么长时间啊，你罪肯定是会越来越多的。所以我很清楚的知道，我需要一个救主。
But you see, my problem was I had never called on the name of the Lord to be saved.
那我的问题呢，是我从来没有呼求神呢，成为我个人的救主。
And I thought, Harold, why don't you just call?
所以我就跟自己说 ，Harold， 你为什么不求他呢
？And so I got out of my bed.
然后我也是一天晚上，我从自己床上爬起来。
And I got down on my knees beside my bed, just as Mike had done.
我就在我的床边跪下来，就像麦克弟兄做的一样。
Mike was older when he did it. I was younger, but we both did the same thing.
麦克弟兄做这件事情的时候，可能比我年纪大一些，但我们做的事情是一样的。
And I said, Lord Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner. I told my mother that I was a sinner. And I told my Sunday school, I don't know that I'd ever told Jesus that I was a sinner.
所以我跟主说啊，我说主啊，我知道我是个罪人。我跟我妈妈，跟我主日学老师，我都说了，我是个罪人。
And I told Jesus, that I believed him. I thanked him for the fact that he had died for me.
所以我就跟主说，我相信我是个罪人，我也相信你为我死在十架上，我非常感谢。
I told him so much that I appreciated that he loved me enough to die for me.
我如此的感恩，因为他爱我到一个程度，他为我死了。
And I told him, Lord, I said, I don't understand this book perfectly. I only understand a little, but what I know of it, I believe that there's a God in heaven who came to die for me.
所以我说主啊，我真的当时还不了解这本书很多啊，但我知道有一个事情我是很清楚的，有一位神他爱我，他从天上到地下来。
I don't know for sure that I knew this song behind me.When I was that age, but I certainly knew the truth of this song. It says, "The Savior above in wonderful love came down to this world to die." I knew that, and I thanked the Lord Jesus for dying for me.
所以我很清楚的知道这首圣诗啊，我们背后写黑板上写这首圣诗的真理的意思，就是有一位从上而来的救主啊，他因着他完美的爱。他到这世界上来为我们死。
And I knew that the Bible says that all who believe and Jesus receive will live with him ever on high. And I said, Lord Jesus, I believe you and I now receive you into my heart.
我也知道那一切相信并接受耶稣的人就得着那在上的生命啊，跟他在天堂永远同住，所以我就跟主说：“我说主啊，我现在接受你成为我的救主。”
And then I said, "Now, Lord, I want to thank you for dying to save me, but I've got a big problem."
所以我说主啊，谢谢你死了为我的罪死了，但现在我有一个大麻烦。
I wasn't sure of how many years were ahead, but I knew that if I'd had trouble with the few years behind.I was going to have big problems in the years ahead. And I said, Lord Jesus, if you've died to save me, I want you to take me, and I want you to keep me until you take me to heaven.
所以我当时年纪呢，我虽然不知道我未来要活多少年，但是我知道我在未来的年份里呢，一定还是会犯罪得罪神。我说主啊，求你不但救我啊，你要保守持。就保守我直到我见主面的日子。
So I received the Lord as my Savior, and I thanked Him for being my Savior.
所以我接受基督成为我的救主，我也谢谢他。
But I also asked Him to be my Lord.
我也同样求他成为我的主。
And then Mike's story and my story are exactly the same.
然后呢，你会发现我的故事和 Mike 的故事就是一个一样的故事。
I climbed into bed and had a really good night's sleep.
那就是我回去床上有一个很好的睡眠了。
And both Mike and I have lived a long time since then.
从那之后呢 ，Mike 和我也都活了很长的时间。
And we've got the same story.
然后我们也有同样的故事。
We believe.
我们相信了。
And Jesus made it real.
然后耶稣使他成为真的。
A, B, C.
A, B, C.
Okay, what's A?
A 是什么呢
？Admit. What's B?
B 是什么呢
？What's C?
Call.
Okay, you can do that. Can I tell you one more story?
我来再告诉你一个故事啊。
I never knew this man, but I knew his friends.
我不认识这个人是他的朋友跟我说的。
He lived in Germany, in the 1970s.
他住在德国哈，是在1970年代。
He was a member of the American military. He was in the American Army.
那个时候他在他是美国军队的一员。
He wanted to be a bad guy, and he asked to join.The group on the military base who were really, really bad.
然后他想做坏，他想作为坏人啊，所以他去加入的军队呢，他总是跟一些不好的人混在一起。
He thought I'm big, I'm strong, I'd like to be bad. I'm going to join this gang.
所以你看，他说我很强壮啊，所以我可以加入这一帮子坏人。
He knew some of the members. He applied.
然后呢，他认识当中的一些人。
They came to him one night.
有一天呢，这些人来找他。
Or one day, they said to him, "You know, you've been approved, and tonight is going to be your initiation. And if you pass the initiation, you'll be part of our gang."
然后那些人说呢，好，你要证明自己嘛，今晚你要做一点什么事啊，然后你才能成为我们当中这些坏人帮派中的一员。
And then he realized how serious it was. And he said, and if I don't pass the initiation, I will probably be dead.
然后他就意识到、啊、这个事情的严肃了。他知道呢，如果他当晚做不到一些事情呢，他自己可能就没命了。
And panic struck him.
这个时候他就很恐惧了。
And he thought, what can I do?
他说我该怎么办呢？
And he said, only God can save me. I'm in real trouble.
他说只有神能救我，我现在有大麻烦了。
But he'd gone to Sunday school when he was a boy. He memorized one verse of the Bible.
他小的时候去过主日学，他只记得还记得一句经文。
And the verse he read was this: "Whosoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved." Romans 10:13-17. I can't remember which number. It is.
凡呼求主名的就必得救啊！罗马书的十章啊、十三节或者哪一节经文
？He said, "I can't call here. If I call here."
他说我现在可以呼求啊，我现在呼求可不可以呢
？But he realized there was a big boiler room in the basement, and in the boiler room, the fire burned hot and loud. It was a loud room.
然后呢，在地下室啊，他意识到那里有个大的锅炉房，声音特别吵。
He said, "God could hear me even over the boiler room." So he ran down the basement and he called at the top of his lungs and he said, "Lord, save me."
然后他就跑去那锅炉房边，他说：“神是真的，再吵的噪音也能听见。”他就大声的在锅炉边上喊：“主啊，神啊，救我！”
What do you think happened?
你觉得售后发生什么了？
He never did go to the initiation.
他干脆就没有去。
They never did call on him.
因为他们干脆就没再来找他。
He never joined the gang.
他也没有参加什么帮派。
He just became a member of the body of Jesus Christ.
他就成为主的肢体的一员了。
Okay, the story is, and he lived happily ever after.
之后他就很快乐地度过了一生。
A little boy like me.
一个像我这样的小孩子
a man like Mike,
像 Mike 这样的一个人
a bad man like that fellow in the army,
那个军队里如此糟糕的一个人
A, admit B, believe C, call
就是 A, 相信 B, A, 承认 B, 相信 C, 呼求
OK The Lord will save us
主就会救我们
Any other questions?
有没有什么问题吗
？We're going to pray.
我们一起来祷告。
And after we pray, if you would like to speak to Mike, to Long, to me, to others, you do that.
如果祷告之后你们愿意留下来跟 Harold、跟 Mike 或者跟我聊呢，可以留下来。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we're thankful.
主啊，我们如此的感恩。
That you didn't make becoming a Christian difficult.
因为您让成为基督徒这件事没有那么难。
We're thankful that you didn't say, "I can remember your sins. You're in real trouble."
我们要如此感恩，因为我们知道我们是在大的麻烦里。
We're thankful that you said, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved."
因为您说，一切呼求神。呼求基督名的人就必得救。
Lord, our prayer is that every one of us will say, "Lord, I need to be saved too."
我们盼望每一个人都从心里说，主啊，我也需要这救恩。
And our prayer, Lord, is that if there are any who never said, "Lord Jesus, I want you to save me," would you do that? Would they do it today, Lord?
主啊，求您带着我们当中尚未认识您的，都从心里说。主啊，我今天就愿意接受您的救恩。
We're thankful that our Lord Jesus said that whoever will come to me, he will receive. He won't cast anyone out.
我们如此感恩，因为耶稣说，任何到我这里来的，我必不丢弃。
Lord, may each of us admit, believe, and call.
我们盼望每一个人都能够承认，也相信，更呼求。
And we give thanks now for your goodness and kindness to us.
我们为了您的恩典，为了您的一切的祝福，献上感恩。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
这样的感恩，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. If you've done that, if you want the Lord to be your Savior, if you would like to speak to Mike or Long or me or others.